Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Kathleen Williams with the episode, the third episode of Ask Kathleen. I am wondering what is going on because, sorry about being late, we're 6:10, just getting started really, and that's because the switchboard for BTR is not working. Can't get into the switchboard, could not start the show. So here I am online, so if you've called in, my apologies. We'll certainly make it up to you at 7 o'clock, and we are going to make this a short show because we have to make sure that everything is in order at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Adam, Where Art Thou? Kathleen Williams presents Adam, Where Art Thou? On the TJRS Radio Network, and that's going to start at 7 p.m. The phone number there, of course, is 347-850-1272. And go to my Facebook page, Kathleen Williams, and you'll be able to click on the link if you want to listen online. And also, don't click on the link tonight for Ask Kathleen because we're not there. As I mentioned to you, the studio for being able to open my show online is not working. So I did leave a message for the BTR switchboard. So as I have to take a break, you'll know I'm talking to them. So anyway, tonight on Adam, Where Art Thou? We will be talking about marriage. My guest this evening is going to be Pastor Donald Lee. Now, Donald Lee and Brigitte Bree Eaton wrote a book called Married to Commitment. And he is certain, this author, this pastor, is certain that this book will help keep marriages together and help people to not only stay together once married, but find the right mate. Now, you know all the statistics. If you don't, in the United States alone, we are told that approximately 40% of the marriages in this country end in divorce. The number of remarriages is also low, and the divorce statistics for remarriages, second and third marriages, is also very high. So his contention is that people are not committed when they take that vow that says, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, et cetera, that they don't really mean it. They're making a commitment before God, but according to this author, they don't really know what that means, and exercising it is therefore a problem. So the book called Married to Commitment is what we're going to be talking about this evening. And since I have a whole lot of friends, primarily women, but also some fellows too, a lot of women who are approaching their mid to late 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and beyond, who are wondering, well, why didn't I get married? what's wrong with me, if anything? Or is it really that there are really no good men around? All the good men are already married. I'm not able to find them. Do I need to go online? And going online, they're meeting crazy people. On and on and on and on. Well, women are concerned about that. They're concerned about that many of them don't have children at all, and they want to have children. They're hitting their 40s. They don't have kids. They don't have a mate. They don't even have a boyfriend, a man friend, partner, spouse, whatever. They are concerned about it. And if we look more and more in the media, we're seeing that, or at least so we're told, the numbers of the percentage of people actually getting married now is dropping. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Why didn't I get married? Is it really you? Is it that you don't know what this gentleman is talking about, this pastor is talking about, along with his co-author, Brigitte Eaton, about the commitment that is required to sustain a marriage? What's really going on? So we're going to approach that issue this evening. Now, you know, a lot of people will say that if you go to someone and you say, or they ask you, are you married? No. Are you single? Single as in not dating. Yes. And then they want to say, well, why? Is this to say that it's your problem or something is wrong with you instead because you are not in a relationship or you're not married? Now, what I want to do is talk with Pastor Lee to find out if there's any truth to that, because that's the first question that people will usually ask. Well, why aren't you married? Why aren't you married? So we're going to ask that question. Why aren't you married? Why didn't I get married? Now, Tyler Perry asked the question, why did I get married? Tonight we're asking the question, why didn't I get married? Okay. Now, in addition to that, after all, this is called Ask Kathleen. So tonight, we're going to talk about why didn't folks get married? Why are people really single? Because I've had so many people ask me that question. I don't know why I'm single. I really don't want to be single, Kathleen. So what is it? What do I need to do? What do I need to change, if anything? How can I find that perfect mate for me? Well, that question is going to take us a whole lot longer than 15 minutes, which we have left remaining in this set. And I don't know if anybody's on the air again, because, of course, I can't get into the studio room to see if anyone's on the line. So what we'll start with is I'm going to direct you all to my blog, because I actually did write a blog about this. Are you really single because you want to be? Are you single because that really is how you set your life up? Are you single because you're not making time for a relationship? Are you single because you are completely immersed in your work, completely immersed in your family, if you happen to have children and you're a single parent? Are you so involved in your children's lives, yet then your work life, then spending time on the internet or working out and all these other things that the world says that you have to be engaged in, that you are not actually taking dedicated time to devote to what you say you want, a relationship? Because guess what? Relationships actually take time. Yes! They take a lot of time. One of the major complaints that people have about trying to date somebody is actually finding the time to coordinate it. Do you have the time? Are you creating the time? Are you making time in your busy schedule to devote to preparing yourself for a mate and actually being available to be found by someone or to find someone, to then to take time to go out with that person, to get to know who they are, to find out whether or not they are or are not a good match for you? Are you actually taking the time? And what exactly are you attracting to yourself? Not only the type of individual, but the circumstances. Are you actually in a frame of mind that there are no good available people for you to date or marry or be involved with? Is that really your mindset? If that's your belief, guess what? That's what your reality will be. So first of all, if it is your intention to marry, to be in a healthy, prosperous, exciting, fun relationship where two people are partnering together to make a great life for themselves and enjoy each other's company and so on and so forth, that takes thought, it takes action, and it takes belief. And you also, if you happen to be a single parent, you also have to prepare your family for another person to come in, because you can't then say, okay, well, listen, this is our little abode right here, and we've got it filled to the grill, and no one is basically going, no one else is really going to fit right here. Your kids are not prepared for you to date. They really don't want you to date. They may want you to be back with their papa, pappy, mammy, whatever it is, and they make it more difficult for you to be in a relationship. If you tolerate that, then that is going to be your existence. You're not going to be in a relationship. So you have to think about all these things. How much time are you spending on your job? How much time are you spending building your business? How much time are you spending with your children? How much time are you spending with yourself, preparing yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually for a partner? And if you're not doing any of those things, then you really have to say, well, am I single because that's how I've set my life up? Am I? And therefore, do you ask the question, am I single because essentially I want to be? It's something that you have to ask. Okay, so I'm going to direct you all to my Facebook page. I will go back and pull up that blog that I wrote about being single. Are you really single because you want to be? Take a look at that. Then tune in at 7 p.m. to Kathleen Williams Presents Adam, Where Art Thou? And how appropriate is the name of the show tonight, Adam, Where Art Thou, for the women who might be listening who really want to be married. So if you are, I know you're interested in the conversation because you call me all the time and say, listen, I don't know what's going on with this relationship. This is not the right guy for me. Where am I going to find the right man? Where am I going to find the right mate? And for the fellas who are calling me and saying, listen, there's just no good women around. There's a lot of, I won't use the terminology that they use when they call me, but essentially they are looking for women who take care of themselves, women who are in right standing with themselves. These gentlemen that call me are looking for God-fearing women. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, on July 31st, we're going to be talking to Russell Blake, author of the Proverbs 31 Virtuous Black Woman. That's going to be our topic there. And boy, that's going to be a great conversation. So it's 6:21. I'm going to hop off the call right now, off the show right now. Prepare to meet me over on the TJ Arrows Radio Network at 7 p.m., 347-850-1272, or blogtalkradio.com/the-J-Ryle-show. Meet me over there. I'll post a link on my Facebook page. I'll get that blog posted up so you can take a look at that. I'd love to have your comments on it. And have a great Sunday evening. Keep cool. And I'll see you over on the Adam, Where Art Thou show with Kathleen Williams. Love you. See you next week here when I will be able to open the chat room. Talk to you next time.